from WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Wednesday, February 27th. Look for mostly cloudy skies today. We'll see high around 52. There's a slight chance for some widely scattered rain showers this morning as well. The State Emergency Operations Center is monitoring flooding in southern Illinois and is standing by to deploy if needed. Governor J.B. Pritzker toured Metropolis and Cairo yesterday and received a briefing from local officials.
You should all know that we're going to be back whenever anything happens to this community that we can be helpful with. That's what the state of Illinois is here to do, to back you up and to stand up for you.
Harrisburg State Senator Dale Fowler said the assistance will continue after the floodwaters recede.
There's going to be resources that are going to be needed as the days go on. And we're going to be working toward those resources for cleanup, for disinfectants, whatever it may be moving forward.
Governor Pritzker says he's not ready to declare a state emergency in the Metropolis area yet, but it could happen if the Ohio River continues to rise. Metropolis Mayor Billy McDaniel says so far around 50 homes have been affected by high water in his community. He said it could have been worse.
After the 11 flood, the city of Metropolis, with the aid of IEMA, we actually purchased 16 to 17 homes, raised them, tore them down, made that area into a green area.
Cairo Mayor Tyrone Coleman said he's pleased with the state's response.
When you have to delegate authorities, you wonder whether or not things are getting done. But I've seen, and I just want the people of Alexander County and the municipality, the city of Cairo, to know that all is well.
Mayor Coleman says so far no homes have been impacted by high water in his community so far. Help in reporting that story from the Southern Illinoisan's Molly Parker. Well, students at Massac County High School are again working to help keep floodwaters at bay. Yesterday, for the second day, students filled more than 6,000 sandbags. School leaders say the sandbags are available behind the high school in the west parking lot. Anyone in need of sandbags can pick them up at the Massac County High School in Metropolis. Well, voters in Carbondale will be able to hear from the candidates for mayor and city council at two voter forums organized by five local nonprofits. Ginger Rye is president of the lead group Women for Change. She says that she would like for all the candidates to realize how diverse Carbondale is.
We know that diversity exists in Carbondale. That's what Carbondale is, a melting pot of every nationality, every ethnic group.
The first forum will take place tomorrow with the candidates for Carbondale City Council. Then the following week on March 7th, the voter forum will feature the candidates running for mayor. Both voter forums are free and open to the public. They begin at 6 p.m. at the Carbondale Civic Center. And you can tune into WSIU today for a special in-depth interview with several of the organizers. And Interstate 57 could be extended through southern Missouri into Arkansas under a plan unveiled by officials in the Show Me State. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
The goal of the future I-57 project is to rename Route 60 from Sykeston to Poplar Bluff, and then Route 67 from Poplar Bluff to the Arkansas line as Interstate 57. Missouri Department of Transportation Southeast District Engineer Mark Shelton says the move makes sense for the Boot Heel.
With an interstate designation, there's opportunities certainly for safety, because it in the future with safety, and our interstates are our safest travel ways, and then also perhaps for freight corridors and some economic development in the future.
Shelton says federal and state lawmakers must still allocate funds for the project, which could cost around $170 million. Public meetings will be scheduled as the process continues. Signs are going up this week to identify the highways as part of the future I-57 project. I'm Brad Palmer.
And after days of intense debate and prayer, United Methodist leaders have voted to preserve a ban on LGBTQ clergy and same-sex weddings. Following a special conference in St. Louis this week, United Methodist leaders have doubled down on current church policies. By a relatively narrow margin of 54 votes, they approved the most conservative of the proposals before them. The plan allows the denomination to cut ties with regional church groups that ordain LGBTQ clergy or hold same-sex weddings. The United Methodist Church is one of the last mainline Protestant denominations to address the issue of LGBTQ inclusion. Weather-wise today, look for mostly cloudy skies across the region. There's a slight chance we might see some widely scattered morning rain showers. Look for high today around 52. Winds will be out of the south-southwest at 6 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, also maybe a slight chance of some freezing rain. Overnight, we'll see a low of 29. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.